Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I walk around the corner. He's recording. I walk around the corner and I see a screen up and I go, oh, that's a different background. That must be Tyler.
Yeah. When I logged in here, you weren't here. And I was like, sweet, I'm going to go piss real quick. Just like ran out and came back. I didn't know how prompt you guys are going to be about the 6:30. I was like, all right, I'll get here. I'm like, I hope he doesn't mean we're recording at 6:30.
We're like stoner prompt. You know, it's okay. Like, yeah, you know, 10-minute, 15-minute little
arrive at 6:30.
It's a window. You know?
Yeah, like all my times end in ISH.
Ish. All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. We're done with the home edition. This is now the podcast, the greatest podcast in all the land.
I'll
be your host, the Ted Smith. We got a full room today. Down there in the lower square, it goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
What's up, boys? I just got out of the cold plunge. I'm feeling lit, feeling light. Let's do this.
Lit and light. Sounds like a joint. All right. Back there getting the studio all set up, recording everything. Matt, Kama, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. I'm high.
Well, sure. Okay. That'll work today. Speaking of being high, we have the host of Comedic Superstar, host of The Dope Show.
Oh,
Tyler Smith.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome
thank
back.
You so much. Thanks for remembering the comedic superstar part. I made him read that.
Well, before Matt and Cobb got on here, Tyler was like, comedic superstar. And I was like, superstar? And he's like, super, not just star. Like, all right, dude. All right.
Heavy on the super. You see how I have it in all caps on the paper?
Tyler, do you want to promote some shows? As long as we're starting at the top
to
here.
Start off, I would love to promote my show. As you guys know, I'm the producer of The Dope Show, the stand-up comedy show where comedians perform. Then they go get really high and attempt to perform again. This hilarious show is happening at Four Cities tomorrow. On 420, we're celebrating in Tacoma at Tacoma Comedy Club. We're going to be at Spokane Comedy Club. We're going to be at Bremerton at the Roxy Theater and in Everett at the Everett Historical Theater. It's going to be a great, great night, great Wednesday night. But we got 7 headliners. I flew in some of the best. Big Irish Jay's going to be headlining one in Everett. Andrew Slater's coming up to headline one. Monica Nevy's headlining in Tacoma. We got Jason Stewart in Bremerton and Luke Severide, Philip Kopczynski over in Spokane. Either show, any one of those shows you want to go to are going to be amazing. I'm going to be at the Everett one. But
bye. All right. I was going to ask, where do people see Tyler Smith himself?
If you're going to see the original one, I have great hosts at all the other locations, and they'll have like a mascot version of my head on their face. Like, it's going to be great. it'll be like a proctor where they'll just have like an iPad embedded in the front, and then I'll just be live streaming onto the other locations. That'd be tight, but no. I'm going to be at the Ever one, and I'll be hosting and doing my regular thing.
Nice. Well, yeah, I mean, we just got past Easter. I feel like 420 is a national holiday for a lot of people.
Hand in hand, man. I have so much Easter candy on 420. It's like a tradition.
I bought 3 bags of half price candy today.
That's the move. That's the bachelor move there.
He has not risen the prices. You know, he's risen, but these prices have lowered.
Yeah, all the moms are out there on Friday and Saturday paying top dollar. And guess who swoops in on Monday? Ted freaking Smith, baby.
Eating smashed chocolate bunnies.
Still a kid at heart.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Like, I like Reese's, right? So Reese's always has the eggs. There's Cadbury eggs. But I enjoy Twix. Twix is like, we got an egg.
Hell yeah.
All right, I'll get into the game, but the surface area of the egg Twix is much bigger. Like you gotta crunch down on the cookie part.
Oh yeah, is the cookie in the center of the egg, or is it just half the egg?
It's still on the bottom, so it's like a Twix. Mm. It's just spread out farther. It's like, I'm not gonna lie, I had to kind of slide it over to the side of the mouth a little bit. Like,
oh, you gotta use the molars on this one.
Right. It wasn't the Easter experience I was hoping for, but I still ate 3 of them.
Fair enough. What's Easter without some candy-induced diarrhea?
So it's two-pronged. Number one, what is Easter without waking up Monday or Tuesday morning with your stomach in knots? Also, what's hanging out with your buddies without them making you try some hot sauce once you're buzzed up that you shouldn't be eating? And I was like, yep, between the chocolate and that hot sauce, I definitely remember Easter Sunday.
Were you just eating straight hot sauce?
Yeah. He was like, just try it on a chip. And I was like, I'll try it on the chip. And he put on one little drip, right? Then he goes, no, you got to get in there. And I was like, that's way too much. So, I mean, to the point of I ate the chip, it was so hot. I was like, do we have any milk? Like, I need milk right now.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. What was this? Like, what kind of peppers?
I forget, but this was.
That's even worse.
If it was on the show Hot Ones, how far up, which number would it be, 1 through 10 on that?
Oh, I'm a little bitch. Probably like 3 or 4.
All right. So it's like sriracha.
I mean, it was golden in color, so I'm guessing that's like maybe a habanero.
The liquid was?
Yes.
Whoa.
For some reason, my mind wants to say serrano, but honestly, this is where I get into trouble. I feel like I know nothing about peppers, but I try to give an opinion.
Mm.
All I know is like some people were using like a couple drops on their whole meal, and I had like a spoonful on a chip.
Man, have you guys ever done the Hot Ones challenge? I know it's another podcast. Great content. You guys should check it out.
But Hot Ones is awesome.
Yeah, I love that YouTube show. I actually didn't know it was a podcast. I just watched it on YouTube, but yeah.
Yeah, they sell their whole box, like their whole box set or whatever. And like the boys and I, we all tried it out. And by the time you get to like, you know, 8, 9, 10, you're like literally getting high from endorphins being released just from eating like this crazy spicy shit. Like it's like you feel euphoric. It's a very strange feeling.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's right up your alley.
I feel like people get that from exercising. I've never exercised hard enough to get that before, but I've definitely eaten food to get there.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, Let me tell you this much, Tyler. There's a new place in my neighborhood in Capitol Hill, right, where Bill's Off Broadway used to be, called Pelicana Korean Fried Chicken.
All right.
So I'm in there one Friday night, and it's like, I think it's like a fast food chain from Korea. So like, first of all, me and my buddies were the only white people in there. So I'm like, all right, this has to be pretty authentic. We're the only white people.
That's a good sign.
But they only have three layers of hot. So we tried to order just number two, and the guy brought him back as number one. So I was like, no, 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 we want the, and he's like, you guys don't want it. And I'm like, no, no, no. Like, we want it. So he brings out like serving size containers and still have a lid on them. So the three guys
just
the three guys I'm there with all like spicy food. So after a while, they're like, come on, Ted, give it a try. And I'm like, you know what? I'll try it. So I dip a piece of chicken in there. And then 2 minutes later, like everybody's like, hey, man, everybody's staring at us. Right. And I'm like crying, sweating. I'm bright red. And I'm like,
oh, no,
I'm sorry, guys. And they're like, you're embarrassing us.
See, when I have stuff that spicy, I get the hiccups. And that's like a whole nother level. It's like I'm setting off a spicy alarm in my body. And everybody's like, what the fuck is that guy hiccuping over there? I was at my friend, it was a Tex-Mex wedding, and they had a barbecue sauce that they said was not for the white people, but I was like, I'm having that. And then I like got the hiccups so bad, and I turned bright red, and this the groom's abuela thought it was very funny. No sympathy.
Not for white people, like, oh, I gotta try it.
Dang. So what'd you do to remedy it?
I just sat there and I feel like I could hear other people at other tables commenting and giggling. One big chubby white dude just dripping sweat.
Whatever language they're talking, they're making fun of me. I know.
Is anybody in this watching the show Euphoria on HBO?
I have not yet.
Okay. Well, one of the, like, a quick aside, one of the things is there's this girl who like goes online and she does like cam shows for people, and it's for guys who love to be like laughed at and shamed. And I feel like if that was your kink, like having Asian women laugh at you, you could get real cheap thrills by just like going to this restaurant in Capitol Hill and eating spicy food. Save yourself a couple $100.
Until they catch on and they're all just dead eyeing you.
I mean, to put it to you this way, like literally the only other two like non-Asian people, white people to walk in. And I'm like, oh, man, I know them. So I'm saying like this place is very authentic and I'm just sitting there dying.
That's the worst.
All right. So we're just talking about Easter past doing shows for 420. So I started thinking this morning, like I was pretty pumped for ham and like the sides at Easter. Thanksgiving's good, but like July 4th, is there a better holiday? Like, what is the best holiday you say if you like to smoke weed?
Oh, best holiday if you like to smoke weed? I mean, besides 420. Yeah,
tomorrow's Tyler's Super Bowl. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yours, Ted, and Matt's. And mine.
I know what day of the week 420 is for like the next 6 years. I would say the best one to smoke weed is probably Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
work. You know, you got unlimited food. You got some, depending on what type of family you come from, maybe you come from a good one and then you have good family time. That's great. Get to hang out with the cousins, the cool cousins. It's the only time I would put like Thanksgiving is in the top list of like holidays that are great. But if you're like holidays that are great on weed, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's a stoner's holiday for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Easter is coming in strong though. Like Christmas is too much, like still solid, but there's a lot of shit to do. Yeah. Whereas like Thanksgiving and Easter, the main point is to eat. Easter. Now here's my argument for Easter. Number one, has a lot more candy than Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving has pie, but you got candy. Number two, it's actually nice outside. Whereas I feel like Thanksgiving, it's usually freezing and you're just like sitting outside in the rain trying to smoke.
That's true. Oh man, now I'm converting back to Easter now. Man.
Yeah, I mean July 4th shows up. I feel like that's more of a boozer holiday.
For sure. Yeah.
Cobb said the Super Bowl for tomorrow for you, Tyler, but I would also say Super Bowl Sunday, which we recognize as a holiday here.
Super Bowl Sunday is recognized as a holiday?
On the podcast, yeah.
On the podcast, okay, gotcha. Yep. I was like, in Palm Springs?
The last holiday of the season. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, Palm Springs, or like...
I'm like, wow, no, I didn't think that podcast. From Palm Springs, to be honest.
It's a specific ordinance within the city limits of Palm Springs. It's an official holiday. Now, it helps that all of the people who live down there are retired. So everybody has Monday off to begin with.
We're super progressive in Palm Springs, but we don't forget about our football, all right?
Exactly. Wait, does anybody here, like, obviously holidays are all about tradition. Like, is there a set tradition for anybody for 420, or is it just like blaze as much weed as I can and go have fun?
I mean, I feel like my biggest tradition, this will shock you, is just getting stoned and ordering a pizza.
See, that counts. Like, that's, I was wondering if there's like a specific food or a dip or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Man, 420. I mean, I always work on 420. So I usually try and celebrate like the day before or the day after, to be honest, both before and after also.
And every other day of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
And also on 420 still.
That's the great thing about 420 is you get to celebrate that holiday every day, twice.
Yeah, no waiting on Jesus.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the tough thing with stoners is that like some stoners love cooking like crazy specific, like fancy stuff. But I don't know. I feel like if we're going to call it like a stoner holiday, like you got to go with like pizza or or, you know,
I'll probably make a pizza. I've been making my own bread. Like I've been like, you know, the pandemic has got us all refining our own skills now. And now I became quite the bread maker. So I'll have like a poulash, you know, I'll ferment some bread flour and yeast, and I'll let that sit out for a few days. And it'll get like, I'll add extra yeast to kind of give it almost like a beer taste. And then I'll make pizza bread out of that shit. It's great. It's phenomenal.
What are we doing? Like
10 levels above us. Yep.
It's just hand tossed. It's just hand tossed.
All right.
And then I'll use, you know, mozzarella. I'll get like a brick of it and I'll just start tearing it off. Like, you don't slice it, you just tear it off. I watched a lot of Sicilian YouTube channels and they say, just tear it off. You don't cut it, you tear it. And I'm like, all right, we're learning. So... tear it
you
up.
Even sound cool when you say it. Like, I cooked all my meals in a microwave for 2 years on Capitol Hill. You're like, mozzarella.
All right. I'm like unsure of all the words I pronounce. So I'm like, is that, I don't know if that's like the.
I'm genuinely impressed.
I'm like, am I being posh or am I being ignorant? I can't tell. Am I saying like fajita like right now?
I mean, I don't know.
I put some mozzarella on my fajita.
So. Well, I mean, fajita, Anthony.
Guy Fieri calls it mozzarella, so it's got to be fancy.
Got to be.
Matt?
Yeah, I'll probably do something like that. But every 420, I'm like, I'm working like all day. So,
man. The irony.
I know. It's the hardest thing. It's like Santa doesn't get to celebrate Christmas, you know?
The hardest working man and smoking weed. Dude, you're right. Santa doesn't get to celebrate Christmas. That's actually very apt. God.
Probably hates it.
Probably, yeah. He's like, God, it's the only day I work this year. It sucks. All my friends have it off.
Santa's like, no, Easter's a better holiday. Like, yeah, you're not working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let the fucking bunny do all the work.
Go time.
Yeah, the bunny is weak. For some reason, like, I was with a bunch of kids on Sunday. Like, the idea that one dude in a sleigh is dropping off gifts is, like, that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the Easter bunny is showing up. Like, I was getting grilled by Francis. Like, you really saw him? Like, dang, dude. Like, I just fine. Like, eat the candy. Like, chill out.
Yeah, like there's some possessed rabbit running around here hiding eggs. Like that's what's weird now having the internet is I feel like there's no like, you know, there's no myth anymore. Yeah. I mean, they can just Google it. You know, like for I sure. swore up and down to my parents that I saw a leprechaun when I was a kid. And I'm still ashamed of that. But like, you know what I mean? Like, obviously it wasn't the case. It's like, yeah, that's got to be weird. I feel like kids probably find out really young now. I wonder how many people Google is Santa real every year.
Oh, man. I wonder if there's like some sort of parental control you can put on there to be like, hey, can you keep lying to my kid? Like maybe yeah, get like yeah. some sort of
give me fake three device. More years.
Just give me a couple more years of happiness. I need this. I don't even care about him. I'll pay for the therapy later. Just let me have this.
Yeah, dude, totally.
Can we back up for a minute? Where did you see this leprechaun?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we all just skipped over.
God damn it, Ted. Okay. First, all right. Here's the thing. Okay. Two things I want to say about this leprechaun. Okay. First of all, I definitely saw it. And second of all, have you seen that video on YouTube that was big like 15 years ago where there's like the leprechaun in the tree in the hood and everyone's like swearing up and down that they've seen it, and they like, you know, some guy comes out with like his special like leprechaun spyglass and stuff, and he's like, I just want to know where to go at. Have you seen that video?
No. Oh, wait a minute. Matt Tyler, it's like one of the most famous videos on the internet.
Yeah, possibly the greatest viral video of all time. What's, I mean, it's internet? Up there, top 10 pantheon.
Yeah, like somebody draws like a, like,
oh, yeah, they did the rendering of it. They did a rendering. Oh god.
It's just like, it's just a leprechaun that you would draw wherever. And then like, and then it like cuts to other people and they're like, it's just a crackhead in a tree. So
yeah, they know leprechaun out here. Dude, it's so funny, man. It's like on par like, with the climbing in your windows video.
This was like a news clip, right?
Yeah, 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 and it was okay, like, yeah, old. Yeah, yeah. It was like,
I totally remember,
you know,
this now.
the birth of YouTube. But anyway, so Ted, mine was pretty much equally as embarrassing. Thank God it wasn't on TV. But I would get dropped off by the bus, and then I would walk like probably 200 yards home from school in elementary school, and I just, you know, I don't know how to tell you, Ted, but I swore up and down to my parents that it happened, but I, you know, basically he kind of walked past me and sort of bumped into me. I don't really know. And so my parents had, of course, had me retell them like again and again and again about this leprechaun. And I was hyped on it for like 2 weeks. And now I look back and I'm like, God damn, that's so embarrassing.
So you didn't just see him. He made physical contact?
I did see him. Yes. It's like Ghostbusters. Like, he made physical contact. He slimed me, Ted.
That was not slime, and that was a 40-year-old dude.
Yeah. So, you know. Anyway, so at least one of the four of us has actually seen a leprechaun in real life.
There
so
we go.
I should throw that on the resume, but yeah.
We should add that to the description of this podcast. And one of them has seen a leprechaun. Like, that's a unique thing we could have, boys.
I should lead with that. Like, you know, when people do icebreakers and they're like, you know, tell me a little something unique about yourself. I'm like, and when I was, you know, 9, I saw a leprechaun. So go f yourself.
Oh man. All right. So Tyler again has four shows tomorrow night, 4:20. Yeah. Everett, Tacoma, Spokane, and Bremerton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, that'll be tonight when people hear this.
Or, right, I was gonna say, like, we've been, the Dope Show honestly is super funny. I mean, you think about like the concept, like, not that people need to be hyped on it, but honestly, we had a great time when we were there. Like, some people can handle, some people are better when they're stoned. They're more in their natural environment. And then other people, like, you can tell are just like, oh my God, I didn't really expect there to be a crowd here. Like, I'm not addressing this crowd right now, you know?
Oh, for sure.
It's pretty funny.
It's always funny. Like, yeah, you never know what you're going to expect, but you can always expect great comedians. That is for sure.
Definitely.
Some of them don't handle it very well. Like, there was this story we've been telling about Mitch Burrow. He was on the show. I don't know if you guys remember him. He's a comedian, former Marine. He doesn't really smoke, but he was on the show in Portland. And he was nervous about the whole thing. But I was like, you'll be fine. Nothing's going to happen. You know, what's the worst that can happen? You're just going to smoke a little weed and then I'm going to drive you home. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Right. We'll have a good time. We'll go get some snacks afterwards. So he gets high. He's nervous. And I guess while he's outside getting high and like the show's going on and I'm like just in the showroom doing my thing, like a homeless man like stumbled in front of him and then collapses and starts having like convulsions, like right in front of him, like hits him with like his flailing limbs. And then like he calls like 911. There's like this whole emergency scene going on outside, and he ends up giving this like random homeless person like mouth to mouth to keep them alive while the paramedics are coming. Cause I guess he was like, you know, did some medical stuff while he was in the army. And then all this shit happens in the 25 minutes that he's outside. And then he comes back in with like this ghost face. And I'm just like, come on, man, it's not going to be that bad. It's just a little weed. Come on. It's just a little weed. Hey, why are you so freaked out? Go tell some jokes, all right?
Oh my God. What's the terrible. Worst that could happen? Jesus. The
worst that could happen.
Especially for anyone who's been blazed, like that is a nightmare. Oh my God. Someone
possibly died in your arms and you just, you know, did mouth to mouth with a homeless person.
And that's the moment when you're blazed, you're like, wow, somebody should do something.
You know, exactly. Oh, poor guy. It was great. I think. I don't know. I wasn't watching. I was out talking about how much of a pussy he is.
After all that, it's like, yeah, don't forget, you have 10 minutes, dude.
Yeah. Hey, there's no quitting. All right. You're getting up there. Get there.
Harness that emotion. God.
Yeah, we had to stop doing shows at that particular venue in Portland because every time we did a show there, there was like somebody collapsing nearby. We did another show there. I was on stage and I guess I didn't know this, but like while I was on stage in the middle of the show, like 10 firemen come walking into the showroom and I'm just still performing, but it's Portland. So I'm like, are these like a bunch of strippers? Like, what's going on?
Exactly.
Because they're not causing a scene. They're just a bunch of firemen just casually walk into the showroom and then they just go into the ladies' bathroom. Like all 10 of them just go in there. And I'm like, all right, maybe it's somebody's birthday in the bathroom. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I guess somebody had collapsed in there and they called the paramedics. No. And like, I guess all the firemen showed up. I don't know why all fucking 10 of them had to go in the goddamn bathroom, like what they were expecting.
Yeah, seriously, I've seen that porn.
Yeah, exactly. But I was very high and I was like, did you guys also see like 10 firemen just go through the showroom? Or was that like, am I smoking? Like, oh God.
I'll tell you what, if none of them physically touched you, we can't confirm it's real. Like, remember, exactly. The leprechaun touched him.
This was, yeah, it was a team of ghosts.
I just want to know where the gold at. If you've not seen that video, I don't know what to search to find it, but do yourself a favor, honestly. It's like Leprechaun in the Hood or something like that.
I think it's
that's a movie. Like
Leprechaun now, I'll try to find the name while you guys chat.
I will say, Tyler, I've been lucky enough, you've had me on the Dope Show. Two things. Yeah. Number one, each time I did it, the first time I did it, Stoned Me was better. The second time I did it, it was beyond frightening.
It's very true. It's very true.
Right.
I don't enjoy doing the format myself. I smoke a lot of weed. I'm like, no matter how high your tolerance is, it is instantly lowered when you were very stoned in front of an audience of people.
Oh yeah,
but... yeah, which is kind of fun because it's like I haven't been this high in a long time, and it's like, well, you've never been stoned and on stage at a comedy club,
right? All right, now make everybody laugh. Like, oh God.
We did do a roast for Steve Miggs last week in Tyler down here. So
how did that go?
It actually went really well. You know what? You're a professional comedian. The shocking thing was that everybody went long.
That's pretty normal for roast.
Is
for
it?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, we used to do a bunch of roasts at the parlor, but we definitely noticed that you have to give people a 5 minute. Like, don't roast everybody. Roast whoever you want to roast the most and then go on from there.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that, but people were actually funny. So it was fine. I was just like, damn. I was like, nobody's going to have 10 minutes of material. So that goes into this part of the story, is that for the month leading up to it, right, I'm like, oh, I've done some comedy. And I'm like giving advice, this and that. The night before, like I'm leaving work and I look at Mike and I go, I don't know why the fuck I kept running my mouth. I'm scared shitless. I'm going to bomb. Yeah. And he's like, what? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to be awful.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd it go though?
You know what? My set was good. But the funny thing is there was a drunk dude and I'll name check him because after the show he goes, you'll never remember me. And I'm like, you have a customized Ricky Bobby Kraken jersey on. Like, don't worry, Ricky Bobby. I'll remember you. But he's chirping people the whole show, right? He's up front. And people are kind of going back and forth. But again, I thought I had a solid 6 minutes. But in the middle of it, that guy said something. And I just looked up to the light. And I went, shut the fuck up. And the whole crowd goes crazy. And then after the show, everybody's like, dude, your best line of the night was when you told somebody to shut the fuck up. So I guess my comedy's not that good.
Well, that's because they know you're being genuine in that moment, and it's unrehearsed, so they just like that. People like an unrehearsed joke. It almost bothers people when you tell them that you wrote your jokes. It's the weirdest fucking thing.
Actually, it makes sense to me because I feel like the best comedians, they do even though they do these sets, you know, hundreds of times, like their hour or whatever, mm-hmm. when the best comedians, I feel like, look like they're like just thinking of it for the first time, you know, they're like, oh, and you know what? Another thing, you know,
that's definitely a tactic. There's
yeah,
definitely,
that works on me because I'm always insults. Like, man, this guy, yeah.
There's insults or off the cuff things that I'll say, and I'll definitely make it look like I just thought of it on the spot. And I'm like, I've said that 10,000 times.
Yeah, you have a couple of canned ones in the chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Oh, it's tough too. Is like, I feel like people have different styles, right? Like, I think Kreischer's very funny, but Kreischer just kind of tells stories, which I like. Whereas, like, other comedians have better punchlines. This and that. Is there like a preferred way in the comedian world, or is it just get laughs?
I mean, whatever gets you laughs, I guess. I'm definitely more of a storyteller. I lean more towards that as well. But you try and punch them up. But yeah, everybody has their own unique style. And like, I it's such like a, you know, can be interpreted in so many different ways. I'm just like, it's comedy subjective, you know, right?
It is.
It can all be funny.
But also, like, you're funny. Like, we always love having you on the podcast. Oh, yeah. But like,
hey.
I've interviewed... I'm just saying, like, you're funny as in general. Whereas I've interviewed on the Men's Room, we've heard or like interviewed some big time comedians, and like in person, I was like, this guy's not that funny.
Sometimes it's that way. They're just really lucky. You know,
it's like some bands being better live or recorded. You know, I feel like people just because like some comedians too are like so quick witted, and they'll just like do crowd work and stuff. And other people, I feel like, have to be a little more, you know, thought out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a band that, like, kind of broke my heart when I heard them live, but...
Oh, man, I know one. I don't even really want to say it, though.
Are they listening?
You know, honestly, here's... Okay, Tyler, it's funny that you say that. The only reason I learned to not talk shit on this podcast is because I talked shit about Julian, quote-unquote, Juicy J. Arosa. And... 2 months later, he was in the UFC officially. Wow. And so, like, you know, and then his, like, coach, you know, but, like, funnily, like, confronted Ted backstage. And it's just like, I'm just on here running my mouth from my closet. So now, you know, I'm trying to keep Third Eye Blind's name out my mouth.
Oh, no. Oh, man, that kind of breaks my heart now.
No, dude, they're so good recorded. Who cares? Honestly, who cares? Also, in all fairness to them, that venue is known for being awful. I mean, it's called the Conti Coffin because, like, that's where sports fans go to just, you know, get drowned out. It's shaped like a gold pan.
It's the other way, too, though. Like, look, I'll just say it. Like, I never owned a ton of Avenged Sevenfold. But their live show is so unbelievable. Like, I make a point if they're like, I've seen them like 8 times.
Wow. Dude,
Primus. Yeah, I'm with you. Mm. Primus live.
I mean, let's be honest. That's the way the Grateful Dead is for me, too. Like, people want to listen to it. Like, cool. But like, do you want to go to one of their shows? Like, sure. Like, I don't watch NASCAR, but if you're like, boys, we're going to tailgate NASCAR in like the South. Like,
we're going to Talladega, baby. Yeah.
I've been to 3 ICP concerts, but I couldn't tell you one of their songs.
That's such a Tyler comment.
Nice. Oh, all right. Well, let's take a break here from one of our sponsors. We'll be back. Oh. Thanks, as always, to our sponsors. Without them, we're just a lonely podcast. Now we've made something. And we love Ivy League colleges.
Without them, we're just like 3-4 guys sitting in our houses in the closet, you know, talking into a computer.
Hey, look, you're the only one in a closet, Leprechaun boy.
That's true. That's true.
I need to tell my story to the world.
It's a very well organized closet, though. And is that a Pelican case?
Dude, honestly, the girl I'm dating was a professional home organizer. So yes, it is.
Are you dating what is her name? Mary Callender?
Dude, literally in my phone. The photo of her in my phone is Marie Kondo. Yeah.
I always mix those two up. I've been eating a lot of pies lately.
Oh, did you say Marie Callender?
Yeah.
Marie Callender?
Marie Callender? Is it Marie Callender?
Yeah. Callender. I think
Dude,
so.
I was just shocked. On the East Coast, she just has frozen products. And like when I first moved out here, we went to one and I was like, no shit. There's actual restaurants.
The Marie Callender, not Marie Kondo. I was like, whoa. What is there? There's just nothing on the plate that doesn't give you joy.
Exactly.
Now, see, that's a stoner meal on 420. Nothing on your plate doesn't give you joy. Like,
all right. I love it.
Cobb, you got some emails?
Oh, yeah. Good work, Ted. We got a podcast to run out here. Okay. Oh, and by the way, that leprechaun video is called Leprechaun in Alabama. If you Google leprechaun in Alabama, but it's the original Crichton leprechaun news story from Local 15 News. And it looks like there's a couple versions, but you know, it looks like Key and Peele did a version on a Pegasus. Okay. Emails. Let's focus. Focus. Cobb topics and roasts. Greetings, fellas. The Cobb topic. The craziest religious thing that annoys me is just it's just Tipper Gore and how she made it okay and expected for religion to dictate public policy. Ghost is so good. I used to play Bible a low volume so she couldn't hear every word, and my grandma used to enjoy it. The God-fearing woman she was. Ted, Vegas 2023 is a road trip that's going to happen. I'll be there this summer scoping which pool I want to post up in. I know Cosmo probably has the perfect pool for viewing. Oh, I think he's talking about the F1 race. Perfect pool for viewing, but I'm sure it's going to be ultra exclusive. Ted, fantastic job at the roast. Some people were a little cringy and definitely not ready, but you, Steve, Castle, and Taryn killed it. A little bummed I couldn't stay to say what's up, but the 3-hour drive home was calling my name. I wish even more of the fans would remember it was a show and not an interactive experience. And they could, in your own words, shut the fuck up. I know he's a teddy bear, but I thought Walt was going to smack a bitch. LARP on, Scott, the friendly IT guy.
Yeah, I won't say too much because it was obviously a roast, but how should I frame this? There was, you know, of all the people there, I think Thrill and Walt stood out a bit. There was some jokes about that.
Hey guys,
also for the record, I wrote 2 weeks ago what I thought was just a fucking scorcher of a joke on Walt, right? Right, Big Walt, you know, Seahawks legend, right? But he played at Florida State. So me and my buddy Sean, we're big college football guys, so I'm like, I'm gonna tell this joke about how Steve is gonna name his dog Wide Right because he loves Miami. Almost named his dog Wide Right. That's a 25-30-year-old college football reference. The room was dead. And I'm just like, how did, right? But like nerdy me, I'm like, how did that not land? That's a good joke.
Yeah, too niche, Ted.
It was.
ESPN classic fans only. Hey guys, sorry I'm a little behind, but for the Cobb topic, what song? Oh, we were talking about like songs that would be like your entry song, like your, you know, your walkout music. The song I would come out to would be Andrew WK, Party Hard, because I like to party. Keep on trucking, Tyler.
Hey.
Yeah, that's a good call. I saw Andrew WK at the Showbox once. It was awesome. It was a Sunday night. Like, yeah, I guess I'll go. And then like my buddy was like, dude, I heard he's having an after party. Like, do you know where it is? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, hey, everybody, you're all invited to the after party. It's at blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is awesome.
It's right there. He said it.
It was that quick. Like, Ted, do you know? And I'm like, what? And then he's like, hey, everybody.
That's so funny. You just like look to your friend. It's at the place he just said. Which Showbox was it?
Market.
Market.
That's the header.
Yeah.
That's the good one, man.
Yeah.
I just saw a concert. I went to see Uncle Acid, and we went to the wrong goddamn Showbox. Have you guys ever done that? I've done that like three times.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, anyway, I don't even deal with Showbox. Soda. I honestly just don't even deal with Showbox Soda. Like, I'll go see almost anyone at Showbox Market, Showbox Soda. I'm like, ah, like, if maybe if they're really good. I think I've only been there like two or three times. But Market, in my opinion, best venue in Seattle. Tyler, it's you probably have some thoughts, dude, because you do, you know, you do live performances. Is that accurate?
Yeah, for sure. The like Market's great. Soto, I have no problems with. I almost prefer Soto because it's easier to get parking.
That's true.
If it's at Market, I know I'm going to take an Uber, you know?
Yeah, that's why I ride a scooter.
Perfect. You live downtown. I live in Greenwood. I'm too far north. I gotta get wheels. But we went to the Showbox Soto because we're going to go see Marilyn Manson. And my buddy and I bought tickets for him for his birthday. And I was like, let's have some more fun with it. So we ate a bunch of mushrooms on our way down there. We timed it perfectly that we knew exactly that when these mushrooms hit, we were going to be walking into the Manson concert. But it was like a Geek Squad convention going on at this Showbox Soto. It was like, I have no idea what was going on. I'm like, why are all these fucking nerds here? It's like so many button-ups. I'm like, I guess it's Seattle. Like, I knew all these fucking nerds. Like, there's just not going to be any cool people here. It's just going to be a bunch of software folk here, ironically. And then they're like, they like wouldn't accept our tickets. We like had to call a cab and like, oh, we're at the wrong place. So,
That's hilarious.
It was terrible. But yeah, in the cab on the way to the next place, the guy who was driving the car recognized me as a comedian. And he was like, hey, Tyler Smith. And I was like, I thought my friend had ordered the cab. And then I got so confused by it because I was on mushrooms. And I was like, did I order the cab? I thought you ordered the cab. And I'm like, hey, how does he know my first name and last name? And he's like, you're a stand-up comedian. I'm like, oh, who the fuck is this guy? It was terrible. So if you're going to do drugs and go to a concert, make sure you know it's the right venue so you're not explaining yourself to somebody.
Dude, that's like one of those stoner moments. It's like, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not following you.
Exactly. Oh, it was terrible.
Too, like, you get recognized much only when I'm in mushrooms and don't let
I know. Only it was the only time I've ever been recognized.
Like, that's awesome, dude.
Of course.
Subject of this email is two first names. What is the ruling on a last name that's pronounced like a first name, but not spelled like a first name? Can you trust them? Tony Baloney. Ted?
Give me an example, please.
Well, Tyler, to give you a little bit of background, Ted does not trust people with two first names, which I think is pretty reasonable. You know, I mean,
good to know.
So let's see.
I almost did two first names for my stage name when I was picking them. I was going to go by Tyler Michael.
You wouldn't be on this podcast.
I know.
Oh, hell no.
I would
never trust a man with two first names.
Tyler Michael.
Just Tyler Michael. I was like, that'll be a good one just because it's my first and middle name. Because I thought Tyler Smith was just too generic. But, you know, Ted Smith.
I mean, that's why I put a D in front of mine. Because Ted Smith is so plain.
That's good. That's good thinking. I should have thought of the V. I'm not that big though. I'm just a Tyler Smith. There's the Tyler Smith, the guy who owns TylerSmith.com. He is a very successful real estate agent in the Midwest.
Dude, in all fairness, you have literally the best domain name of anyone I used to buy and sell domain names. You have the best domain name of anyone I've ever heard.
Thank you.
For people who don't know or haven't listened for a long time.
Oh, right.
What is it?
It's whosmokesweed.me. Every yeah, year, honestly, it's more expensive for the .me, but it's still worth it. Dude,
Tyler, I just a quick confession. I cannot tell you how much mileage I've gotten out of telling people your domain. Like, I'm like, yeah, man, I got this buddy. He's a comedian, but you've got to hear his domain name. Honestly, I've probably had that conversation 45 times.
It's funny. I get a lot of random traffic. I'm like, who are these people? All right. It's probably Aaron.
Yeah, it's my referral. That's my referral network. Like that site and the other one I refer out a lot is isitchristmas.com. And for a long time is dmxinjail.com, but RIP.
Oh. So the answer is always no now.
what's the ruling? Yeah.
Is it Christmas? Is it Christmas yet? It's my favorite thing. That gives me so much joy.
Yeah, me too.
I'm confused again. So the last name sounds like a first name?
So, yeah. So what's the ruling on a last name that's pronounced like a first name? You know, like, I don't know, Ricky Roger. Bobby. Yeah. But then it's got like a, but it's not spelled like a first name. I'm not really even sure what that means.
Man,
you know what? Don't trust him. There it is.
Yeah, I know. Definitely don't trust him with that crazy spelling.
If you have to explain how to spell your last name like that, like, I'm out.
If you're spelling Braden with two Y's, we out.
Look, I'm a bro guy, not a bra guy.
Oh, man. I use bra all the time. I'm sorry. I'll confess. I don't want to sit in silence here thinking like I can't pretend I'm a bro. I'm a bra guy. I'm a bra and I can't live in this bro world. I love bra. I don't know. It's
dude,
great.
You're
unironically?
I use it all the time.
I can't pull it off. Oh, man.
My phone auto-corrects it to the UH because I use it so often. Like, bro, you mean bra, right?
Bra?
Yeah, Tyler, I feel you, man. I mean, you know, I still laughed when I saw the leprechaun video, even though I'm one of them.
Nobody's living in this one world.
Yeah. Oh. So
that's
last
not a real leprechaun, bruh.
Last email. <Bro. laughs> Two first names. Sorry, Ted. Love you. But your two first names theory can't be true. Interesting. I met a few or more people with a given first last name that are some of the best people I've been happy to call a friend. Sorry, random thought. Cobb, Matt, Ted, love y'all. Mick from LAC.
All right, you know what? Let's talk it out, everybody. Like, I've been saying that line for years. I didn't mean you couldn't personally know somebody with two first names. It was kind of a fun throwaway line. Yeah. Like, it's gotten really serious in the last couple of weeks.
Man, yeah. I thought that guy was going to sign off that email with two first names.
Yeah, me too.
He's hiding one. I bet he just cut it off short. He doesn't want. Yeah. I don't want this to be ironic, so I'm just going to go with Mike today.
Right. Dude's been listening to this podcast for 7 years. He's like, not letting that one go, Ted.
Dude, what do you guys think about Taylor? Would that qualify as a first name as a lad? Like Mike Taylor, let's say that was his name. Mm. Like, how do we deal with that one, Ted? Trust him? Don't trust him.
See, I'm going to say I'm a fan just because, again, RIP, but Sean Taylor, hell of a free safety.
I know.
It's true. All right. That's it for emails, boys.
Like I said, it was just a throwaway line I would use. Second rule of Ted. Never trust somebody with two first names. And people are like, what's the first rule? And I'd be like, not important.
I just picture you at your house just thinking this stuff up, man. Like a little piece of scratch paper. You're like, rule number two. Never, all caps, bold, trust a man. Two first names.
Sometimes I just like say stuff, but I don't even think about it. And then, like, yeah, I've been at a party the next day. Like, my buddy's girl was like, what did you mean by this? And I was like, what? And that seemed funny to me at 3 a.m.
Like, you're, like, shocked people are listening to you.
We can't go back and review the tape.
Like, this is not real career advice.
Turns out you can't do it. Right? Your mom was right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see. Check in and see what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Check out what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Check out what's mattening.
All right. We're still using that, Tyler.
I love it. My eyes just perked up right when he said it. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, there's going to be an intro on this, actually.
Is it like a song now?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and find this part after I upload it.
I listen to all the episodes. Yeah, I already know about it. It's great.
Got him.
trying to trick me. I already know. I listen. Yeah, I listen.
Oh, God damn. Anyways, it was a good weekend.
Focus.
Yeah.
Can I smoke weed on this thing?
Go ahead.
I'm in my own house, but I feel like it's... I'm in my own home, but I don't want to like demonetize whatever's going on. Can you maybe blur myself out a little bit?
No, there's no video.
I can just go, I can go 50% black. I can't. I don't. Never mind. Oh, no, my joint fell apart. All right. Well, I'm not going to smoke weed on your podcast. Look at this. The weed like literally just fell out of it.
Whoa.
Oh, man. That's kind of sad.
420 disaster.
Oh, man. Speaking of 420, you'll never guess what I did this weekend, Ted.
Did you go to the bank?
I did. So, Tyler, down here we have cannabis lounges. The dispensaries where you can smoke and consume on site. And they have a stage at this one and an arcade and a bunch of awesome couches and pool tables. And yeah, it's just a fun place. They have a dab bar and one of my favorite bands down here. There's a local band by the name of Stoner who I really enjoy. And they were playing at the 420 bank on Friday night. Now it was it's just Stoner's actually really bitching. Like, I know it sounds so tongue-in-cheek, but like, I hope people check them out. Some people, they were just in Seattle and sounded like the show went well. People know about them. It's the guys from Caius. If anyone knows who that is on this podcast, looks like not the three of you, but some listeners probably would. So check out, if you like Caius, check out Stoner. It's what Brant and Nick are up to. And they put on an awesome show. Like, I've been listening to them a ton, and I go to the bank all the time. So it was just like a perfect thing. So check this out. In my interview for my job, I mentioned the 420 bank. Randomly, like, it just came. They mentioned drug testing, and I was like, what about cannabis? They were like, oh, that's legal. You're good. And then eventually I brought up the 420 bank. And so my managers didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But the one was like, she's the one that introduced me to Stoner and was like, you should check out Stoner. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And then she was like, do you see Stoner's going to be at the 420 bank? And I was like, I sure did. Remember, I brought them up in my interview. Like, yeah, it's been on my radar for the last week and a half. But, you know, it's good to build that equity with the higher ups in the workplace through the 420 bank and Stoner. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. They put on a killer set. We had a great time.
Did they go, or was just somebody at work was like, yo, Stoner's playing?
She couldn't make it. She had to babysit her grandkids, so she was busy.
Mm.
Fair excuse.
Yeah. So this weekend was also Coachella down here, and so India.
I know that one,
right? Yeah. That's on the other side of the
great band.
Ever heard of it?
I didn't go to Coachella. Locals kind of. You know, we stay away. But as it turns out, everybody and their mother was down on the south end and none of the locals went out. And Palm Springs was a complete ghost town in downtown. I mean, no lines at any of the restaurants, a bunch of open parking spots. It was just, it was a great night. It's beautiful out there. Every time we got out there, like right at sunset for dinner on one of the outdoor seating places with no line. It was on a Friday night at that time, like usually that doesn't happen in these type of months. So we had a great time, and then I just played golf the rest of the day or rest of the weekend, and you know, it's a lot of fun. We saw a snake out there. That was not fun.
Wow.
It was a big snake out on the golf course that I live on. Like,
I mean, you do live in desert.
Yeah I know.
Was
I just
like a rattler?
No, did not have a rattle, but it was beautiful. It was like, it looked like a rattlesnake, but without a rattle. There's I looked them up online. I don't remember the name of them though.
This is a garden snake.
No, this was a desert snake, bro. This was like, yeah,
it
was
those things are terrifying. Bigger.
And but like it was like the gold and black like patterns, and I was like, damn, I looked a little closer than you or longer than usual, probably not even closer, but I don't know. I was researching. It turns out rattlesnakes, like, you know, are pretty good about avoiding humans. They're a lot better about avoiding humans.
I was gonna say, either way, I bet that thing's venomous.
Oh yeah. Anything that's living in the desert, they're going hard, man. Yeah, they're living life on hard mode.
Yeah, it's no joke out there. They're not playing.
I don't mind finding a, because I had a golf club in my hand. You know what I mean? Dang. I was like, this is nice. Like, I wanted to get some hiking poles down here in case I'm ever hiking, just to have in case of snakes. Like, I don't need them for my knees or any, like, you know, it's fine. But seeing a snake down here, like, I don't know. Yeah, I moved to the desert and I'm terrified of snakes, but saw one. So, yeah, that's that. Oh, hello.
Got in and out, you, just showed Ted, up. That's my nightmare right there. Hi, Tyler.
In and out.
Hey. I was telling Ted before you guys hopped on that my camera was faced, like I had my whole desk turned so my door was behind me, but I had an irrational fear that somebody was going to come down the hallway like a ghost or something. And I kept like staring behind me every show I was doing, like just like, oh God, like just making sure no one would come down the hallway. And then your door opened and I was like, Jesus Christ, does he know what's happening?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we've seen that movie. People get murdered.
Well, dude, like during like the height of the pandemic, I do Zooms with my cousins, but they never been here. But I'd sit on my couch, so you could see people walk by, and they'd be like, "Hey, man, there's somebody by your slide." And I'm like, "It's just the Domino's guy."
Those God, like, oh God, he can see me masturbate.
Dude, did you?
All right, thanks about time.
Topic.
Well, as much as Ted wanted to move on immediately, that's actually a perfect segue for the Cobb topic. That's what I was going to talk about too.
I thought we were recording that part.
Ted Smith is a hairy man, and you think about, he's down there, you know, in the first floor apartment. People are looking in through the blinds. If you listened to last week, and they caught our boy just, you know, catching a beat, doing caveman things, ape-like things, some people may say. So my question this week is, aside from Ted catching a beat in his basement, what proves humans are still very primitive today? Feel free to email me, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. I'll read it on the air. We'll have some fun. What proves humans are still very primitive today? Boys?
Oh, man.
What makes your brain go, ooga booga, brain go brr?
My understanding is a lot of surgeries and dental work are still kind of archaic. Once you're out on the laughing gas and they're like putting your body back in places or like doing stuff, it's like, yeah, they just go to town.
It's, yeah, those like, tools look like power tools. I mean, it's not like fancy surgery tools. It's like, that's basically like a little roto saw, and that's like a jackhammer. Yeah. Like they use like a demo saw too, or like
highly
a circular
sterilized
saw.
Power tools. Yeah.
Mm. Oh man, there's a floor or ground window bathroom at the office that I work at. I got an office job, you guys, by the way. Anyways.
Ted's just nodding. He's like, I like this.
But I'm terrified that they're going to see, like, someone's going to be walking by and they're going to see me wiping my ass. Cause like I look at the poop on the paper. I don't know if you're supposed to or not, but I always check it out. Like
I look.
I might look for a little too long. I might be holding it up to the light, just like.
Sometimes you don't gotta look. Sometimes.
Today it was so green. I had to. I'm like, what made it this green? Is this a 420 miracle? Did I have too much?
It's leprechaun magic, man.
Leprechaun magic.
Like, you know when your like milk would turn green in the morning? It's like, what happened?
What happened? Why is it so green? And people are going to be walking by the bathroom window and like, Jesus Christ, what's Tyler got in there? It looks like he's got a fistful of seaweed or something.
Dude, that's the opposite of a miracle. I think you have an infection.
I might be shitting weed. I might be shitting straight weed now. It smelled pretty dank, I'm not going to lie. There's some hairs on it. It was sticky too. There was a lot of comparisons to weed in this poop.
I mean, besides me, I guess catching a beat, as we've established, I feel naturally drawn to pieces of meat over flames.
Yes. Yeah. That is caveman like.
Even just campfires themselves, right? If somebody's got a fire, it's like, oh, we should go out there and stand around it.
Yeah. Stare at it. Just stare at that flame.
That is primal.
Even though I'm not cold sometimes, just like, oh, they got a fire. Let's go check it out.
Yeah, and like seeing that meat sizzle on there too, that is like just a weird, that's like deep in our biology, man. You can feel that.
Yeah. It is weird that you like you want to watch the person cooking meat. Yeah. Like, what's he doing? Let's check it out.
I'm surprised there's not like, you know, the Yule log around Christmas. I'm surprised there's not like a Yule log steak type situation that people put on in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm one of those losers. Like sometimes I watch a show called Barbecue Pitmasters. It's an hour long. I'd say 45 minutes of it is just dudes rubbing down meat and then standing around a smoker going, three more hours.
Nummy, nummy, nummy.
2.5 hours.
It's basically the whole show.
There's so much you're missing from it when you're only watching it, too. It's just like, yeah, that looks really good. I don't know what it smells like, but I bet it smells good.
Yeah, no smell, no taste, no enjoyment, no payoff. Like,
exactly.
Well, look,
it's going to a strip club.
Yeah, seriously.
I do it all the time. Like Jesse and Jamie, like they have a nice island in their kitchen. So it gives what I've decided is now the viewing deck. It's like, look, you can make comments about our cooking. Just can you not stand right behind me in the kitchen? Like, well, that's cool. I'll stand over here and drink a beer. But you're f***ing that up, man.
I can see from over here. You're f***ing that up.
Ooh, I would have done that.
Oh, man.
All right, Tyler, promote everything you need to promote before we get out of here.
Just 420. We got four dope shows. After that, in May, we'll be back on our regular schedule. Dope shows in Spokane, North Bend, Bend. A lot of bends. Doing a lot of bends next month. So if you can't make it to any of the four cities tomorrow, we got four more dope shows the next month. And I'm sure we'll have a bunch more within. But you can check out everything on thedopeshow.com if you can't remember whosmokesweed.me, or if you're at a computer that's watched by somebody and you want to just put in the dope show instead of whosmokesweed.me, it'll take you to the same place.
Dude, ironically, I went to Bend like 2 months ago. We had a blast down there. That's a fun town.
Bend's great. Yeah. I have a regular show there. It's like every 3 months we do the Domino Room or Midtown Ballroom.
Huh. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool venue. Me and Tech Nine still work that place.
You mean Tech Nine and Tyler Smith still work that place?
Exactly. Exactly. First is Tyler Smith, then it's Tech Nine. Our ticket sales are roughly the same. Same audience too. We could do a double headline if we wanted to, probably.
I want to see Tech Nine get high.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Somebody suggested that I do produce a music show where the bands perform, then go get high and perform again. And I was like, that sounds terrible. Just like, here's bad music or just regular music.
Yeah, now it's just worse. Like,
yeah, right.
Dude, I think a lot of bands would do better.
I think they would too. Yeah.
Like, I feel like most like famous like bands, like they're already smoking weed before they play.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But then either way, you're getting a bad version of them, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, it's just, there's too many variables, I feel like.
Most fans will come out.
There's another there's another episode. Tyler Smith, thanks so much for being on, man. We miss you.
Oh yeah.
We'll go to a show or whatever. Well, yeah.
Or whatever.
You listen to a podcast, I'll show up to a show.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
From CTV.com of the Ted Smith and Steve podcast. Cheers. Oh, God, I sound like a...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.